Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Thank you so much. All honor is to these amazing, incredible students. Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
Free, free!
Palestine!
That clip, Representative Rashida Tlaib, a representative in Congress in the Detroit area, chanting free, free Palestine. Oh, boy. Joining us now is former U.S. Senator and Chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council, Jim Talent. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us this morning. And Congressman chanting free, free Palestine, free, free Palestine. What's your initial thoughts when you start hearing that?
Yeah, my initial thoughts are it's some kind of conscience that could be luring these kids into chanting that when I'm sure they don't know, or most of them don't know, that what they're really chanting is destroy the Jews, mm-hmm. you know, because that's what that is. Yeah. We're not talking here about a two-state solution, which Israel has offered in various different fashions four or five times. In fact, and I've been there for most of those. You know, I remember in 1999, Clinton negotiated this agreement that would have given them like 95% of the West Bank, forget about Gaza. And, they rejected it because they don't want another state. They want to destroy Israel and take the whole region. And these kids, yeah. I've got to believe most of them don't know that. And they certainly don't know the implications of it were it to happen.
We also look at her bringing up Representative Tlaib, you know, there's no universities left in Gaza. And I think it's such a, big compare and contrast to United States universities, because they'd be used as human shields and killed if they were on a university in Gaza by Hamas. Do they understand how they'd be treated there?
The kids? No.
Yeah.
I can't get into their heads. There's probably a few, but most of them don't know. They're young people, and you were young, Ryan. I was young. I mean, when you think about what you really knew then. Now, of course, there are some students and scholars who do. No, they're being used. This is astroturfed largely. We know that. I mean, articles have been published about the money that's buying these tents and supplying the shields and, you know, making and supplying them. This is a pressure campaign from the top using these students. And look, Ryan, you know, the reason why, our big part of the reason why they're doing this is because we have a president up for grabs, and everybody on both sides of this, within his own party, certainly understands that the more you pressure Joe Biden, the better chance you have of pulling him over to your side of this issue. And we're seeing this nationally now because he gives his speech on Holocaust Remembrance Day, talks about his ironclad support for Israel, wanted Congress to pass this aid package, and now he turns around and says he's not sending the aid. I mean, you know, you can't make it up.
I mean, what kind of message does that send, that our country is refusing to send ammo to our closest ally in the Middle East?
Yeah, it's the utter bankruptcy of our foreign policy under Biden. I mean, he doesn't know what our interests are. He doesn't know who our adversaries are, and he treats our adversaries like they're our friends. And so we have the biggest war in Europe since World War II and the biggest war in the Middle East in the last 60 years. And he's trying to make it bigger because he's encouraging the elements that started this war, beginning with Iran. It's just a disaster. And, you know, the irony, and there are always ironies to comfort us, is that people said, oh, you know, Donald Trump, he doesn't know how to manage alliances. We won't have any influence around the world with Trump. And 4 years ago, we were headed to a Middle Eastern equilibrium. We were headed towards peace in the Middle East, insofar as you can ever really have it. And now we are where we are.
Can I also point out...
go ahead.
The thing that also, when you talk about funding in the Middle East, here we are releasing funds to Iran, who then return and give that to Hamas to kill Jews in Israel, and want to support the side that is going to want to eradicate Israel off the face of the earth. We're okay with releasing funds and allowing them to give them a credit line in Iran, but here we are trying to give Israel a hard time when it comes to ammunition.
Right. So he doesn't know who our adversaries are, and he treats our... I meant that when I said it. He treats our adversaries like they're our friends. And by the way, they're not just using the money to attack Israel. They're attacking American servicemen and women, and they're attacking shipping and the movement of, trade and traffic through the Middle East, which, you know, the movement of goods and people around the world in a free fashion is a vital national interest of the United States. Okay, when it's compromised, we have to defend it. And we see this all throughout the Middle East now. And we see it in Indo-PACOM, where the Chinese are, you know, threatening to control trade through the South China Sea. And my biggest concern of all over this is how this will play in Indo-PACOM if Biden gets reelected. Because if you're Xi Jinping, you are sitting there saying to yourself, okay, I got 4 years to move now. And we've given them, Biden's given them the playbook for how to manage the United States, right? Do you think the Chinese don't have elements and don't have the ability to stir up protests, that sort of thing, in this country? And they call it setting the information environment.
I know we only have like a minute left, but I wanted to get your reaction to what happened yesterday with Mike Johnson. You have Marjorie Taylor Greene trying to call the vote to oust him, and overwhelmingly people voted to kill that.
Yeah, I think that was a tremendously important stabilizing move. Look, I mean, when the election is over, there's going to be a reassessment within the Republican conference of who ought to be leader. I think Johnson's done a pretty good job to this point. But we really need to keep the coach for the rest of the season, if you want to use a sports analogy. There's nothing productive to be gained by removing the leadership. And I think that's what that vote, you know, represented. It doesn't mean that everybody who voted against the motion is happy with how they've been led. It means they all understand we're in the middle of a campaign season. Let's finish this out, come back with a bigger majority, and then we can take a whole new look at the thing. And so I was glad to see that fail. And I'm sorry that she pushed it.
Jim Talent, former U.S. Senator, chairman of the Reagan Institute's National Leadership Council. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, sir.
You are welcome.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.